This is KUT. Construction continues at the Mueller development in East Austin, but on one side, 10 acres lie untouched, set aside for a public school. But what will that school look like, and who will attend it? KUT's Kate McGee reports those are questions few people are willing to answer.
It's going to be months before the Austin School Board decides if it wants to build a school at Mueller, and years before any construction could begin. At some point, a bond will have to be approved. But right now, no one really wants to talk about it.
I don't want to say too much right now because I don't want to get myself dragged into prematurely into what is ultimately probably going to be some kind of political fight one way or another.
That's Austin School Board member Ted Gordon. He represents Northeast and East Austin. Why doesn't he want to talk about it? A school at Mueller could be a major opportunity. Austin ISD gets free land to build a new state-of-the-art school. Most of the nearby schools are more than 50 years old.
They're expensive to maintain and to constantly repair, whether it's their AC units or even putting new technology in. They weren't designed for wireless technology. The classrooms tend to be a little smaller as well.
That's Edmund Oropez. He works for the Austin School District. A new school would solve that problem, but Oropez wouldn't give specifics either.
It's really in the beginning stages.
Without specifics, parents and the community are filling the void with questions, rumors, and worries. Kim Mitchell lives in Northeast Austin, just north of the Mueller development. She says the non-existent school is already causing controversy in her neighborhood.
There's a lot of animosity. There's a lot of arguing. There's a lot of back and forth.
Mitchell's kids go to school on Austin's west side because she doesn't like the options in her neighborhood. She wants the district to build a middle school at Mueller.
Because the east side does not have good middle schools. We don't have a good option.
Last year, her neighborhood middle school turned into an all-girls school. Oropez says the district hopes specialized programs will bring students back to East Austin and back to the district overall.
People gravitate towards attractive programming. So if we continually go down the path, which we have for the last couple of years, is really enhancing our programming that we're offering at our different schools, we think it's going to yield additional students.
Kind of like an if you build it, they will come approach. It's unclear what program would go in a school at Mueller, but the district has discussed science and technology or a medical education program. There are larger questions that need to be answered, like what happens to my school when you build a new one next door?
The moment you say rebuild or create something new, people immediately gravitate, are you closing my school?
Closing schools. Neither Oropez nor Gordon wanted to touch the subject.
I want to be real clear. We're not saying we're going to close any schools.
I would never, it would be political suicide for me to come out and say I'm in favor of closing any schools in North or East Austin.
Historically, closing schools has been nothing but bad news for East Austin. In the 1970s, a federal judge ordered the black high school there to close as part of desegregation. It was reopened in Northwest Austin, a white neighborhood. Gordon says the black community was crushed. The relationship with the school district never quite recovered. Even recently, Gordon says East Austin schools have been ignored.
AISD, under its previous superintendent, was prepared to, for a bunch of complex reasons, prepared to cede Northeast and East Austin to charter schools.
For 5 years, Gordon says there was no investment or innovation.
So it was much easier for them to say, all right, you want these schools? That's fine. We'll leave these schools the way they are and not try to think innovatively about what could be done in those spaces and to leave it, leave it to charters.
The biggest challenge with building a school at Mueller will be convincing longtime East Austin residents the new school isn't there to just serve those who live in Mueller. Whatever happens, Gordon says, a new school has to be part of something bigger.
A plan for Mueller needs to be developed within the context of a plan for East and Northeast Austin. Without that, I don't think it makes sense to implement anything at Mueller.
Edmund Oropez with AISD agrees. A new school has to serve all East Austin students. But all that does is raise another question. How would the district guarantee diversity? That and all the other questions could be answered as early as this month, when Austin ISD could start holding community engagement meetings. The board could vote on a possible concept for a school at Mueller in May. Kate McGee, KUT News.